of the ancient world that is still practiced today. The hot, fiery flames of Taco Hell. And this is why they have the evil trickster of the Black Jack Taco. So in part 5, I was teaching about the sexual symbolism that we find in foods, from seafood to even tacos at Taco Bell. And of course, this brings us to the most popular American food, the hamburger. I'm sure you've heard the expression, "Oh, she's got a nice burger." Again, the burger is the female anatomy and the actual symbol of making sex, because we're talking about, once again, the meat being placed in the middle of the two buns. Why do you think they call it the Big Mac? Mac means the macrocosm. It's like the most. It's the, you know, the explosion. It's the pinnacle of the most, or the maximum, which was why those words actually mean and are related to the orgasm. And now you know why the Big Maximum Mac Orgasm has the special sauce. And let's not forget that it's 100% pure Angus beef. And then we have the McDonald's, which of course the M is the 13th letter and their logo looks like 13. But the golden arches is actually the vesica piscis, which is the symbol of the two circles coming together and uniting. Thus, it's a symbol of sex. And the golden arches, of course, and the vesica piscis of the vagina of the goddess. And what comes with the female, or the burger? Again, we have the burger and fries, the French fries, which is in the shape, once again, of the string, the shoestring fries, okay? The phallic symbol of the male. And the castrated, cut-off balls, or the nuts of the chicken nuts. So if you want sausage, they got sausage. And then we have the big mouth quarter pound her. In fact, we can relate the burger to her golden box or her little house, her special place, because the very word burger means the fortress. It means the little inhabitants of the house or the little cave. And this brings us to the most tender and juicy burger of them all. The King of the Burgers, Burger King. Which is why he's like God, because he's always around the two women, exactly like the biblical God and El before him. Which is why the biblical characters have two wives. And of course, the trickster himself, the two-faced liar as well, has two girlfriends on either side. And again, we find that this god or this king is the king of fire or of hell, the king or the lord of the flame, exactly like the Bible. And just like the pounder, we have the whopper, whop her, and then they even had the whopper sacrifice. And it's interesting that they use the word sacrifice and whopper, because the very word whopper, like I said, means to whop her. It means to whip, to beat back and forth, to beat your meat. And we see the connection of the whopper and the sacrifice with the whipping or the whopping of Jesus. And of course, the whip is actually a phallic fertility symbol. The long whip phallic fertility that was used to tame the wild beasts, like the bull, as in the bull whip. And of course, women love the big, long whip, which is why men use their schlongs to whip the women. And of course, Carl's Jr. uses sex through their whole campaign of trying to sell their sexy little burgers of the goddess. And that's of course why they used the whore of the pink and juicy burger herself, Paris Hilton. And one of their ads says that she'll tell you size doesn't matter, but she's lying. Then we have the voluptuous sex goddess herself, Kim Kardashian, on the bed, implying fertility. So Carl's Jr. makes it no secret whatsoever that they're purely using sex for people to buy their product. And here's an example of one of their banned, nasty commercials. pay attention to the mayonnaise.
The new big sausage breakfast. With 3 eggs, loads of melted cheese, and a full foot of sausage. Open wide. It's breakfast time. The Big Sausage Breakfast. Only at Carl's Jr.
And then we have the fertility of Jack in the Box. You see, because Jack is the character of nature, the fertility spirit, and he is inside of her box. He is the Jack that's in the box that pops in and out. So most of the logos that we find in the Illuminati world and the matrix around us, you'll notice it has the colors of red, white, or blue, which are the colors of nature and the season. So just like the religion has the character of nature, or Jesus, who represents the wheel or the zodiac, we have the jester or the joker that represents the wheel of the zodiac, or the harvest of the season, the sower and the reaper. So it's just like the Union Jack, which is the zodiac actually, the Jack of the Zodiac. And of course that's what the Wicker Man is, or the sacrificed one. They are the Jack that's gonna get jacked. And so like I said, there's always a character of nature for the season, Santa Claus, the jack-o'-lantern, etc. So when you're eating the fast food, you're partaking in the ritual of life and eating the grains of the harvest and of the seasons. So that's why all the fast food restaurants always have the Jack, or they have the jester, the character that represents their restaurant or their fast food establishment. So Ronald McDonald is the character of nature and thus fertility, which is why he rides around in a big shoe. And you know what they say about someone that has big feet. And that's why it's no surprise when people try to do nasty things with Ronald McDonald. And what's really disgusting is their marketing campaign is targeted towards children. Just like all the holidays with the Santa Clauses and the bunny rabbits and the children, they always involve the children in their fertility rituals. But the truth is, the children really hate and are afraid of these evil-looking clowns and jesters. So many years ago, I had taken my children to McDonald's, and I was explaining to them how actually it's bad food, and you know how McDonald's is really evil corporation, blah blah blah. And then my daughter turns to me and she says, "You mean like that evil devil mask behind you, Daddy?" So I pulled out my camera and I took a few shots, and I talked to the employee there, and she said, "Oh, that? The owner bought that." So these ancient characters of nature, like the Jack and the Green, are still surrounding us to this very day, but most people don't realize it. So we have the evil Black Jack and the Joker, and you can see the colors of purple and green, which are the colors of nature, but he's choosing the dark side. Just like Jack in the Box, the late night menu, and the colors of purple. So this is why they want you to make a late night foodie call, which we all know is a late night booty call. And of course they sell these Pandora's boxes for $6 each, which six in Latin is sex. So you see, the fast food industry, they are the two-faced liars, they are the tricksters, they are the jacks who fool us, which is why they promise us one thing, but then give us another. And now the burger from Jack in the Box wants you to marry the burger. So I was telling you about the ancient spirits, or the ancient character that represented nature and the fertility of the harvest, thus the grains that make the flour. And that's why today we have the dough, which of course is why we have the Pillsbury Doughboy. So he's really the wheat boy. He's really the little jack, or the little jester, the little character that represents the harvest or the fertility of nature. And of course he's popular for producing the creation of the crescent of the croissant roll. And of course, it takes its name and its shape from the bullhorns of the fertility of the crescent moon. So now you'll understand why all of the cereals have characters of nature. So just about every single cereal you can imagine has the little character of nature from the harvest grain fertility that it represents. And of course, you can't have your cereal without the milk, which of course comes from the cow, which is the bull. In fact, the very word, the cereal bull, the word bull, indeed comes from the bull, as I have proven in many videos. So the bi month, the house of Taurus, is when the sun becomes powerful during the season. And thus the bull sun worshippers, and of course, those that worship the sun on sun's day, Sunday. So the fertility of the sun rising in the morning is why breakfast is so important. And thus the word breakfast is a break or a fast, because you fasted all night long. So in the morning, again, we have a fertility food like the breakfast sausage.
Start for mine.
My God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Mark. Oh boy, that looks
cool.
Oh,
I think she's going to be fine.
Oh yeah, that girl's a champ. She wants to win the $5,000. By the way, the $5,000 prize is, oh my God.
So it's about the fertility of the sun and the cocks. Because when the sun fertility rises, so does the man. He will wake up with morning wood. So he rises with the sun. And that's exactly why the cock or the rooster gives the wake-up call when the sun rises. So in Where the Wild Things Are, we not only saw the horned animals like the horned bull, we also saw the cock or the chicken. And then the chicken produces the egg, which of course we also use for breakfast. And of course the egg is a symbol of the sun as well, or the fertility of the sun, I should say. It also looks like the sun, which is why we have eggs that are sunny side up. And of course an egg is the largest single cell of life in the world. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? And another popular breakfast item is the donut, which of course takes its shape from the Taurus bull, which represents the esoteric and the exoteric, the in and the out, which is the first and the last, the in and the out, or the up and down, like when you dunk a donut. And of course the donuts are round, which they represent a wreath or the zodiac wheel. And of course, the donut also is a symbol of the fertility of the goddess whole. So it holds symbolism to the meaning of the labyrinth, or the labyrinth of the goddess.